talk with Jonathan Toman. He is the manager of Peak Radar for the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region. And we know when we talk to Jonathan, it means good things, fun events happening in our area. And Jonathan, it's Father's Day weekend. I'm sure there's lots going on.
Yes, it is a weekend of big annual events, and we're flat out into summer now, so there is always something happening on the weekend in the region.
Love it.
Yeah, and I'll just, you know, talk about them right now, because that's why I'm calling you guys.
Hey, if you want to hang out, Jonathan, you're always welcome.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Okay, well, thank you. All right. I'll keep that in mind. But the events, we'll start with the June Jubilee, which gets going today and tomorrow, actually, from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. in Acacia Park, downtown Colorado Springs. An annual celebration of fine visual arts and handcrafted goods. There will be an artisan marketplace, works of more than 75 juried artists, with a vast array of media, including paintings, sculptures, glasswork, photography, woodwork, and also live music going on at Acacia. So if you're looking for a gift, maybe for Dad, or just a fun opportunity to see some art, the June Jubilee is a good opportunity.
Sounds like it.
Tomorrow night is the 25th annual Starlight Spectacular at the Garden of the Gods Visitor and Nature Center. And 25th, so in 1994, a small group of crazy cyclists decided it would be awesome to get up in the middle of the night, ride bikes by starlight, and watch the sunrise together. And that night became an annual tradition, and it's the Starlight Spectacular now, which is now one of the nation's oldest and largest community bike rides. So you can join around 1,000 other riders and fly through the streets of Colorado Springs tomorrow night for multiple different miles rides, and there are several editions, of course, as they celebrate the 25th anniversary. So there's a lot going on with Starlight Spectacular this year.
It's always fun.
The Glenn Miller Orchestra, yeah, for sure. The Glenn Miller Orchestra is in town, and that'll be Sunday afternoon at the Pikes Peak Center. 80 years after founding his famous orchestra, Glenn Miller's music is alive and well. 18 musicians and singers will bring the sound to the Pikes Peak Center, including timeless classics like In the Mood, Moonlight Serenade, Chattanooga Choo Choo, and so much more. So if you're looking for some orchestra music, that's a great opportunity at the Pikes Peak Center. It is a big weekend in Victor, Colorado. The Victor Gem and Mineral Show starts today and runs through Sunday in downtown Victor. Vendors from across the state are selling Colorado-dug minerals, including polished gems, handcrafted jewelry, rough slabs, geode breaking, which is really fun if you've never done it. The Cripple Creek and Victor Mining District will have gold ore specimens, turquoise, gold and gem panning in the Victor Lowell Thomas Museum up there, and also a presentation on the geology of the gold mining district. So if you're interested in mining, minerals, or just want to get up into the mountains for the weekend, Victor will be a fun opportunity to see the Gem and Mineral Show.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Two more, and then we'll knock it out. The Pikes Peak Celtic Festival. Did I mention it's a big annual, you know, weekend of events?
You did. There is so much going on.
Yep, it's today through Sunday, and that's at the Western Museum of Mining and Industry in the north side of Colorado Springs. So, of course, there will be bagpipes all over the place, but you can also hear the call of the clans, enjoy authentic Celtic cuisine, performances from the Red Hot Chili Pipers, world champion Irish dancers, and, of course, traditional Irish and Highland dancing as well. So if you're feeling Celtic, head up to the Western Museum of Mining and Industry this weekend. And then finally, to get a jump on it, because I won't talk to you guys until next Friday, the Colorado Springs Western Street Breakfast is Wednesday morning in downtown Colorado Springs at Tejon and Pikes Peak, sort of to kick off and celebrate the season of Western heritage as we get into the summer here, an event that, of course, supports local military and their families. So you can come down and get some breakfast and listen to the Flying W Wranglers. Exit West will also be performing. The Colorado Springs Conservatory will have performances. Sweetwater Native American dancers. And it's a fun, family-friendly event in the morning on Wednesday. So there's a lot going on.
There is a ton going on. And I'm sure that's just the tip of it, isn't it, Jonathan?
Yep, for sure. You can get details on all those events. Plus, if for some reason any of those didn't strike you, explore more at peakradar.com.
Perfect, Jonathan. It's always great talking to you. Have a fantastic weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
You guys, too.
Have a great weekend. It is 7:41, 19 minutes before 8 o'clock on KRDO's Morning News.